On Tuesday, the U.S. Congress begins a lame duck session, with one party demonstrating a pronounced limp. This week's midterm elections have returned the U.S. Senate to Republican control and increased the Republicans' edge in the House of Representatives. Now, that, of course, means that the Democratic Party is now the minority in both houses. The budget, Homeland Security, and federal court nominees could be some of the first items up on a new agenda set by this week's elections. Nebraska Republican Senator Chuck Hagel is on the line with us. Senator, thanks very much for being with us.
Thank you.
And we're also joined by Democratic Senator Evan Bayh of Indiana. Senator Bayh, thank you for being with us.
Good to be with you, Scott.
And let me ask you both in turn, if we could begin with you, Senator Hagel. How much is the president's hand, personal hand, with Congress strengthened by the results of this week's elections?
You always begin with the fact that the majority sets the agenda. Mm-hmm. However, the Senate is still very closely divided.
Mm-hmm.
And that means that even though the Republicans will now control the agenda, meaning the committee structures and what bills are brought up for a vote, the president is still going to have to work very closely with Democrats in both houses of Congress.
Senator Bayh?
I agree with that. Procedurally in the Senate, it normally takes 60 votes to get things done. I suspect a lot depends on the president. Frankly, if he pursues a centrist agenda and is willing to work from the middle with members of both parties, I suspect he'll meet with a good deal of success. If he pursues a more right-wing ideological agenda, then I think he may run under the shoals that have afflicted some previous presidents.
Mm-hmm. Senator Hagel, a quick, blunt question, then a more philosophical one. Jim Jeffords of Vermont, the Republican who became an independent and voted for Democratic control of the Senate, do the Republicans now put him on the parking meter committee? Is he a castaway?
Well, he's an independent. That was Senator Jeffords' choice last year. I doubt if he will change that standing. That's up to him.
Mm-hmm.
I suspect that Senator Jeffords will continue to vote most of the time with the Democrats, and I suspect he will caucus, as he has been, mm-hmm. with the Democrats.
Well, then return for the more philosophical line. Where do you expect Republican control of the Senate to show itself first?
I think you will see now with the Republicans in control, with the Republican chairman of the Judiciary Committee, a new effort to see if the committee in the Senate can move on more of President Bush's judicial nominees.
Mm-hmm.
Tax cuts, making the tax cuts that we passed last year permanent, I think you'll see some effort there fairly early on. And there will be other agenda items, but those are two areas that I suspect you'll start to see some a more immediate reflection of a Republican-controlled Senate.
Homeland Security?
Homeland Security, yes. My guess is that we'll go back to it next year, and that, I would suspect, will be also very high on the list of priorities for the Republicans.
And Senator Bayh, is that how you see it?
I think Chuck's right. Yeah, Homeland Security is going to get done.
Mm-hmm.
Even if it doesn't get done in the next week, I suspect it would be right up at the top of the agenda early next year.
Mm-hmm. Senator Hagel, does the President of the United States have the united support of Republican senators should it come to a military intervention in Iraq?
Congress passed, I thought, a good resolution, overwhelming bipartisan support, and I think that speaks clearly to the support the President has in the Congress, and now especially in light of the United Nations Security Council on Friday voting with us 15 to nothing.
On a vote of that magnitude, mm-hmm. an issue of war and peace where the national security is involved, I think people cast votes based upon conviction and principle. Slightly more than half of the Democrats supported the president, myself included, so I think the president would continue to enjoy strong bipartisan support as long as he consults with the Congress about the policy that he's pursuing.
Senator Bayh, let me ask you a blunt one. Should there be a change of your party's leadership in the Senate?
Oh, I think Tom Daschle's a fine man. I really think he's a man of his word. He's very hardworking. He's a good listener. He's not does not have a large ego, which makes him an unusual creature on Capitol Hill. No, I don't think we'll have a change of leadership.
as soon as we get the midterm elections done, it seems that people start casting their eye on the next election, which includes, obviously, a contest for president, which would seem to be wide open on your side of the aisle, including any number of senators, perhaps even yourself, who might be emboldened to jump into it.
Well, Scott, let me take myself off the list. Right now, I'm in all likelihood going to be asking the people of Indiana for the opportunity to continue to represent them in the Senate. But there are a number of our colleagues who will probably be throwing their hat in the ring. And, you know, I think at this point, obviously, the president looks strong, but you never know. I think so much depends on the health of the economy. And that tends to affect the incumbent president and his party. And since they now control not only the White House, but both houses of Congress, to the extent that people are unhappy with the state of the country, that would inure to the benefit of the party out of power, the Democrats, and would help whoever happens to be our nominee.
Mm-hmm. Senator Hagel, how do you feel about the new responsibilities that you'll have in the majority now, in the Senate? Does this focus the mind in a different way? Does it tamp down your celebration when you realize you've got so many decisions ahead?
Well, there's no question that the majority always carries the heavy burden of responsibility. It's one, I think, that...
And blame, conceivably.
Yes, and blame always is part of that. It's one that I think both parties willingly accept, or certainly would if you had the option. But certainly there is risk with that responsibility, and we now are going to have to produce. Mm-hmm. The president has a Congress of his party. He will set the agenda with the leadership of the Republican Party in the House and the Senate, and they will move forward, and the American people will have, as they should, some expectations that we're going to get some things done. And I go back to, I guess, my first response to your first question. That is going to require, and I think the president understands this, some cooperation with the Democrats, especially when you've got two houses fairly evenly divided, especially in the Senate.
Gentlemen, thank you both very much.
Thank you, Scott.
Thank you, Scott.
Senator Chuck Hagel, Republican from Nebraska, and Democratic Senator Evan Bayh of Indiana.
By the way, Scott, yeah. I'm going to be passing the gavel next week to Chuck. He's now going to be the chairman of the International Trade and Finance Subcommittee. Chuck, don't be too tough on us minority guys.
We'll see you.
Bye-bye.
Nice talking to you,
Scott.
Gentlemen. Okay, bye-bye.